Daniel Wetstein from the Answers 42 Media Network here, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Virginia, William Hill, America's number one sports book, is now here. And we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
Your home is more connected than ever. So when one kid is schooling the competition... The other is getting schooled.
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
And you're streaming a webinar for work and the latest episode of your favorite show at the same time. Shh. Your Wi-Fi needs to be able to handle it. That's why Xfinity never stops working to bring you faster, more reliable Wi-Fi. So you can do it all at the same time. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
The truth is still out there. Is the answer really 42? The optimum angle for white light to refract through water and thus form a rainbow is between 40.89 and 42 degrees. The number 42 was the first number to be retired from any professional sport. It was worn by Jackie Robinson, the man that broke the color barrier. There are two physical constants in the universe that are the speed of light and the diameter of a proton. It takes light 10 to the minus 42nd power seconds to cross the diameter of a proton. Because Google says so. Welcome to the Answers 42 Network and Breaking Broncos podcast. I am your host, Daniel Wetstein. Today, we have another loss to dissect and a new opponent to preview. We talk more about Drew Lock and why this is not further proof he is not the guy. We go over why the blame falls on the offensive line and how this position is the true bugaboo of Elway and not the QB position. And as always, I give you my best bets for the Denver Broncos versus Miami Dolphins game. Before we get started, I would like to pause for a word from our partner, William Hill. William Hill has 86 years of gambling excellence behind them across the globe, with a footprint in 16 countries and counting. You have no better opportunity to bet on yourself than the sportsbook started by the average Joe who bet on himself all those years ago. Their namesake, William Hill. Use the promo code, the answer is 42, all in one word, to get up to $250 in free bets with your initial deposit. Alright, with the bills paid, let's get to it. Your Denver Broncos got thrashed by a divisional opponent that was completely beatable. As was discussed on our last live on November 9th, these two teams were not nearly as separated as the final score would have you believe. But when you mix in an offensive line that can't stop a pass rush, with a pass rush that can't get to the opposing QB, you get a final score of 37-12. That final score, though, unlike most like to spew, did not further the divide. It also does nothing to prove or disprove Drew Lock as the quote-unquote guy. Philip Lindsay ending the game with four total touches. Deontay Spencer inexplicably taking the ball out of the end zone on the opening kickoff despite perfect coverage by the Raiders and ending up on the 3-yard line after an illegal block penalty. The defense being unable to even hit Derek Carr. AJ Bouye being torched on almost every coverage snap and making business decisions on every tackle. Their special teams not being able to cover kicks with any semblance of competency. An offensive line that allowed 8 QB hits and 2 sacks. A defensive front 7 that gave up 203 net rushing yards. A defense that could not get off the field in the third quarter. The Broncos had 4 total offensive plays in the third quarter combined. Total. A defense that allowed 37 points even though the opposing QB only threw for 154 yards. An offensive coordinator that refuses to feed his best offensive player, Philip Lindsay,
while continuing to feature the arguably worst running back in the NFL this season, Melvin Gordon. An offensive coordinator that refuses to do what is best for his QB and calling plays that the offensive line has no hope of holding up for, forcing his QB into constant bad situations that end up making the bad decision seem like the only one. A group of maddeningly inconsistent weapons on the league's youngest offense that outside of Jerry Jeudy cannot get separation on a consistent basis, leaving the young QB to try and force the ball into double and or triple coverage to him. And that is not the entire list, but should be enough to show you the four interceptions everyone is focusing on is a false flag. I again will repeat, no one, and I mean no one, knows whether or not Drew Lock is the guy. Not me, not you, not anyone. I have a feeling I will be repeating this several more times before the end of the year. But I'm not beating a dead horse, as now, not only have the fans lost it, but the entirety of the local media has as well. I am not an apologist. If you don't believe me, go back through my catalog. I pull no punches. But I never punch an innocent party. And yes, Lock is an innocent party. The man has not had the same offensive coordinator for consecutive seasons since he was in high school. That is not an exaggeration. Look it up. Not one time since his senior year in high school has he had an offensive coordinator for more than one season. He has never had a true QB coach before the NFL. Everywhere he has been the big fish in a little pond. Now he is a fish in the giant NFL pond. He was never truly coached up in college. How could he be when the guy that was supposed to coach him up changed every season? He has yet to have a full NFL offseason with any coaching staff. His two offseasons have been stunted by one, being a rookie and not getting into an NFL facility until mid-May in 2019, and two, we all know about 2020. He has yet to have the same starting five offensive linemen for consecutive games. Seriously, think about that. He has not had two consecutive games with the same offensive line. Out of his 11 starts, only five have come with Cortland Sutton and Noah Fant. Add Jerry Jeudy into the mix, and that drops to two games total. And his coach has no intention of benching Lock for anything other than injury. So please, stop it. He's not going anywhere. Fangio and this team loves him. They have bought in. The only way he's sitting is for injury. So go ahead and listen as Coach Fangio answers that very question. Audio courtesy of DenverBroncos.com.
Well, you know, we're committed to Drew, and the more he can play, the better he'll be. And he's got to fight through this, like all most young quarterbacks do at some point in their career, and we're going to continue to play him.
So now you can stop calling for it. This team, coaching staff, and front office are all in on Drew and his development. Unlike the rest of us that sit in our armchairs and espouse what we would do if we were in charge, they get the full picture. All the things I have and will say, I promise you, they understand and have said internally. He has a defense that has given up 30 or more points in three consecutive games. And no, that is not fully on the offense and their inability to sustain drives and score points consistently. The stupidity that is the argument of the defense has stopped trying because the offense sucks is infuriating. This is nothing but ignorant know-nothings regurgitating the talking points of their favorite sports program because it jives with their baseless Lock haterdom. No QB drafted in the second round is deemed a future Hall of Fame talent. They are available in the second round for a reason. They have many issues that need to be fixed. You can't compare Dak Prescott and Russell Wilson's draft pedigree to Drew Lock's. Dak and Russell fell for one reason and one reason only. They were small. Period. Look at their draft profiles. That is the only knock on both. Lack of size. Something they could not improve on. No NFL team believed they could withstand an NFL beating. They had all the intangibles and none of the warts, but also none of the size. Locke fell to the second and no further because he had all the warts, but also had all the size and intangibles. Are you following me? Prescott and Wilson also went to a team willing to highlight their strengths and mask their weaknesses, and organizations hell-bent on providing them with the best protection possible, to varying degrees of success, of course. But take the Cowboys, for example. They have had the best or one of the best offensive lines every year since Dak Prescott has started playing. The Seahawks have invested 12 draft picks since 2014 on the offensive line. Every consistently good team has been built from the trenches out. Look at Baltimore, San Francisco, New England before 2020, of course, and Kansas City. Each and every one was built from the end.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Virginia, William Hill, America's number one sports book, is now here. And we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
Side out. You oppose that with the Denver Broncos, who have spent one first-round pick on the offensive line, Garrett Bowles, since 2014. And only 9 picks total on the offensive line in the same time frame. Of those 9, only 3 came before the third round, and not one of those 9 players made even a single Pro Bowl. This is Elway's greatest weakness, not QB evaluation. I know everyone wants to focus on Lynch to show how inept Elway is, but that is only because he was a first-round pick. Had he been selected in the third or later, no one would have batted an eye. And while he deserves criticism for that pick, even if you consider Locke a bust, he is only 0-2 in that department. He is now 0-9 on selected linemen, regardless of draft pedigree. This is why you can't develop a QB. It's funny to me how many people give David Carr a pass because we all realized it wasn't his talent, but the lack of talent around him that was the biggest issue. And this led to the fact that he was sacked at a historical level. Yet so many are destroying Locke for being in an almost identical situation. A team with plenty of skill position talent, but the absolute worst offensive line that could be put on a field and still be called NFL talent. As I have said many times, it doesn't matter how many 4-4-40s are in the route concept. If you have no protection, you never get to see what that 4-4 can truly do. Yet time and time again, you see Pat Shurmur dialing up 5-7 step drops with route concepts that take 3+ seconds to develop. With an offensive line that rarely gives their QB 2.5+ seconds to throw, with a running back group that has given up more QB hits and sacks than almost any other in the league. He is consistently calling zero protection with 3 wide sets. That means he is sending every receiver out in a route, including the running back, leaving one of the worst and youngest O-lines in the league with no help. Shurmur was successful with Case Keenum in Minnesota because he had a good to great offensive line and receivers, plus one of, if not the best, running back in the league in Dalvin Cook. So he was able to get away with the zero protection and deep route concepts because the starting 5 could hold up against just about anybody without the help of tight ends and running backs. And his skill players on offense could get separation against pretty much anybody. He also had an experienced QB that understood what a route concept, hot read, and etc. was without any coaching. He has had none of that since he left Minnesota. As with Daniel Jones in New York, Shurmur absolutely refuses to incorporate any college concepts into his playbook. This is exactly what Greg Roman, Andy Reid, and Eric Bieniemy, Kyle Shanahan, Josh McDaniels, etc. have done to make some extremely less talented QBs like Nick Mullins, Matt Castle, and Brian Hoyer look like legit NFL talents. As well as bust players like Colin Kaepernick, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes onto the NFL scene with mind-blowing performances like Cap and Mahomes in their respective Super Bowl runs. And after what the Kansas City Chiefs have done since Patrick Mahomes took over, no one gets to say this type of offense can't win championships. You cannot evaluate a QB properly without the right supporting cast. You can stand on the good QBs, raise all boats, hill all you like. I will stay on the good QBs with protection, raise all other boats. No QB, no matter how great, will always fail behind a bad O-line. There are no exceptions to this, period. While I will give you, it is entirely possible the Broncos could ruin Drew Lock before 2020 is over. I cannot call him a bust without seeing him with an actual offensive line, not just human turnstiles and serial bear huggers. The struggle is real in Denver. Embrace it, Broncos country, like Bowles and his mates embrace their competition. Now, I believe this is the perfect time to mention our partner, the Beard Struggle. If you would like to become a Viking legend like me and my fellow brand Vikings, there is no better time than No Shave November. And right now, the Beard Struggle is having a Black Friday blowout. Get up to 40% off store-wide. And as an added bonus for my wonderful listeners, you can use my promo code for an additional 15% off your entire order. Just click on the link in the description and use promo code TheAnswerIs15 to get your struggle on.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey there, Richmond. 2021 is here and we've got a lot to do, so it's time to find the right coffee for you. Let's get it done with new coffee choices at Dunkin'. Try the new Explorer Batch, a globally sourced blend with smoky, dark berry notes that's an adventure in every sip. Or grab a cup of Dunkin' Midnight, a richer, intensely dark roast with hints of chocolate, because bold days start with midnight. And sip into action with new extra-charged coffee that's 20% extra caffeine from green coffee extract. So head to Dunkin' or order ahead on the app for the brew that's right for you, and let's get it done. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
And welcome back to the Breaking Broncos podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wetstein. Before the break, we were talking about the struggle in Denver. This is why it is real. Their next three opponents have a combined 21-6 record so far this season. That includes a murderer's row of a plucky and well-coached Miami Dolphins squad, the surging New Orleans Saints, and the otherworldly Kansas City Chiefs. The reason Ryan Fitzpatrick was so heartbroken he lost the starting QB job to Tua Tagovailoa was that he knew how good this roster truly was. After a year where so many of their fans turned tank commanders, demanded they lose, and the so-called failed in doing so, ended up with their guy anyway. Yes, Tua would have went number one overall had he not been hurt so horrifically in his final season at Alabama. But semantics aside, they had a coach that built a culture, jettisoned those that didn't buy in, and then used those assets to build a well-rounded roster. This is not a team that does any one thing great. Ranking between 17th and 29th in pretty much any offensive or defensive metric, what they do though is play a disciplined defense that has the least penalized defensive backs in the league. They just never seem to blink and make the critical error, especially since Tua took over. They have had 41 penalties accepted for 340 yards. Broncos, on the other hand, have had 48 accepted for 436 yards. That's only a 7 penalty difference, but almost 100 total yards. That is the difference between the Dolphins being 6-3 and the Broncos being 3-6. It's not that much of a talent gap. It's a coaching and player buy-in gap. Now, I am not about to go and bash Don Fangio. Not only do I like my kneecaps, I like his defensive mind too. I do not believe he was truly given the ability to choose his assistants. at least not offensively. And his coordinators outside of Donatell, Munchak, and Shula are subpar or miscast. Every level of the Miami Dolphins has been coached up well, and it shows. Denver, however, has not. And again, it shows. On paper, this should be viewed as a winnable game, with or without Drew Lock. But turn on the tape and the differences are night and day. Rarely are Miami defenders out of position. They have been burned at times with bad matchups against better talent, but rarely do they mix up coverages and allow receivers to run free. Something those in Denver see far too often with an injury-ravaged defense. The Denver Broncos have gained more yards and points on offense. They only have 5 less total touchdowns than the Dolphins. They have given up less rushing and passing yards. They have more interceptions, sacks. And so what have the Dolphins done better than the Broncos that are tangible in the numbers to explain the gap in record? Points given up and scored per game. That's where I'm going to start. The Broncos have scored 20.7 points per game versus giving up 28.2 points per game. The Dolphins are almost the exact opposite at 29.9 points per game scored versus 20.2 points per game given up. The Dolphins' defense has given up a total of 182 points to the Broncos' 254. What is another major difference, you ask? Currently, the Broncos have 13 players and more than $40 million on injured reserve, with 22 players total when you include those that are currently not on IR. This is the worst in total cap dollars, yes, it's including San Francisco, and fourth in the total number of players in the entire league per SpotTrack.com. The Dolphins only have 4 players and just less than $5.5 million on injured reserve with 9 players total. That's the fourth least total dollars and second least total players in the NFL. Despite all those draft picks, Miami stocked up and used to restock the shelves in South Beach, the Broncos have the youngest offense in the league by almost a full 6 months with an average age of 24 years old. And the defense is not far behind, as currently constructed due to those injuries that have included stretches with the entire defensive line inactive or on IR due to injury. This is why I see so much promise in this squad. None of the young bloods on the roster have had the protection that was meant to be afforded them, and they're still having success. No, it's not always equaled into a win, but they are having success, and that is important experience for them moving forward. Now, we did see this 2 weeks ago against the Atlanta Falcons, where both starting cornerbacks and all 3 starting defensive linemen were inactive. Matt Ryan, Todd Gurley, and company moved the ball at will in the air or on the ground. You just saw it against Sunday against the Raiders, where Josh Jacobs and Devontae Booker went for more than 200 yards on the ground while the D-line was still missing Jarrell Casey, Shelby Harris, and Mike Purcell. Yet Carr and company could only muster 154 passing yards with A.J. Boye and Bryce Callahan back in the fold. Case in point, injuries matter.
Virginia, William Hill, America's number one sports book, is now here. And we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
I'm Robert Conti, Chief of the Metropolitan Police Department. Speeding is a problem in D.C. Make no mistake, speeding can be deadly. Speed limits exist for your safety. We remain focused on speed enforcement. Always obey posted speed limits.
Speaking of injuries, I believe it is time to get to the biggest injury news of the week in Denver. Drew Lock has strained ribs. And before anyone tries to start the broken lock jokes, this is not about fragility. With the hits Lock has taken thus far, I'm honestly surprised he's been able to stay on the field as much as he has. That blindside hit by Arden Key in the second quarter would have broken any QB save Big Ben Roethlisberger. And even he would be feeling it on Wednesday. Which is the litmus test for worry about whether or not Locke will suit up on Sunday. If he cannot make it onto the practice field this Wednesday, you can start to worry about something more than a simple bruise or strain. NFL teams as a whole drastically downplay injuries on the official injury report until the player starts to miss time. Here's Fangio again on his injured QB and his possibility of playing against Miami. Courtesy again goes to DenverBroncos.com.
His availability for Wednesday's practice right now is questionable. Like with many injuries, the next day is worse than the actual injury during the competition. So he's pretty sore today with the ribs, and we'll see where he's at on Wednesday.
As you heard Fangio say, it is touch and go at this point, and we'll bear watching. We will continue to monitor this injury situation and provide any updates we find on theanswers42media.net and all our social media handles you can find there as well.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive Northern Bobcat. The Name Your Price tool, the neighbor who baked you banana bread, only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, Richmond. 2021 is here and we've got a lot to do, so it's time to find the right coffee for you. Let's get it done with new coffee choices at Dunkin'. Try the new Explorer Batch, a globally sourced blend with smoky, dark berry notes that's an adventure in every sip. Or grab a cup of Dunkin' Midnight, a richer, intensely dark roast with hints of chocolate, because bold days start with midnight. And sip into action with new extra-charged coffee that's 20% extra caffeine from green coffee extract. So head to Dunkin' or order ahead on the app for the brew that's right for you, and let's get it done. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
And we are back at the Breaking Broncos podcast and the Answers 42 Network. I'm your host, Daniel Wetstein. Thank you for sticking through the break. And now we get on to everybody's favorite, the best bets for this week's Broncos game. Numbers are courtesy of William Hill Sportsbooks. Use our promo code, TheAnswers42, to get up to $250 in free bets with your initial deposit. William Hill, ignore the noise, bet on yourself. Now, I want to be clear with these selections. These are not part of my weekly best bets or locks. Those you will find on the flagship podcast, The Answer is 42, being released later today as well. These are simply what I believe are the best bets for this game if you are wanting to bet it. Each of these bets is going to be with the idea that Drew Lock will play. If that changes, I will update my picks via theanswers42media.net. When it comes to the spread, I will take the Broncos plus 3.5 at -110. The reason for this is it will be cold and overcast. Miami is going to want to shorten the game and exploit the biggest weakness of an otherwise solid Denver D and pound the rock with Gaskins. They also just don't run up the score as they are young and Tua hasn't truly been unleashed. Mix in a Denver offense that I have spent the better part of an hour tearing apart against a surging Miami D. There is a high probability of a low-scoring defensive battle. This favors the Broncos improving to 6-4 against the spread. That really kind of hedged my next two bets, but here we go. As I would take the Miami Dolphins on the money line at -175 if you forced me, but honestly, I would fade both, even with the Broncos plus 155 home underdogs. And I would take the under on the line of 45, as I stated earlier. I anticipate a low-scoring, ugly November game at a mile above sea level. Please, if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to like, comment, and follow all our social media handles you can find at theanswers42media.net. Thank you all for joining us here at the Breaking Broncos podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wetstein, and for The Answer is 42, don't question the blue.
Yeah. She cut her own run in my coupe. Shawty might cut me loose. Shawty might want the truth, but you know me, I don't play by rules. She was running around in my coupe. I know she saw her too. Pretty little thing, she gon' find a new dude, so I better stop wildin' out.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me. You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.